Hey, Josh.
Hey, Brian. How are you doing today?
I'm good. What I was about to tell you was that it's not necessary to send it to my Gmail address. My Yahoo is easier for me to open up.
Oh, okay.
And I got a new computer, okay? It cost me a few bucks, but it has Windows 11, and so it was the processor that was the problem before,
Oh.
and that was leading to all my difficulties opening it, but also opening it intact with the editorial of the colorations, right?
I get your point. And how's the new system? And how's the new upgrade
Well,
to the new?
it's fantastic. I haven't figured out how to brighten the screen yet, which is so basic. But I guess I should go into settings.
You can you I can guide you about that. Do you see an option on the bottom right? There you'll see an option. Just on the bottom right, there's going to be a notification icon. So when you click on that, that's going to prompt you for the brightness option as well.
Oh, okay.
Yep, you can check on that, and also you can find the option on settings or next to the task pane. You'll see an option which says search. So you can search brightness over there, and it will direct you to that brightness option as well.
Cool.
Sounds great.
Yeah,
Do you want me to forward you the editorial report to your Yahoo? That would be easier for you.
No, I read the editorial report. Now, I'm pleased to see that the basics in the story are understood. That maybe they were before, but this is like proof that someone can give it back to me. There's a lot of criticism too. I mean, there's a lot of.
Yep, absolutely. That's the whole purpose. That's the whole purpose of the editorial report, so that we brief the client if there's something major. Because if we get to know about the things at the start, that's the best time for us to work on those things. And obviously, when we start working on a project, we further polish that up. So the final result is something that is spectacular itself.
And it makes sense. You know, it's very difficult, as I'm sure you well know, to correct something in the beginning without knowing the end.
Absolutely.
Because
Absolutely.
you don't know if something is a clue or it's, you know what I mean, it's a symbol or, you know, if you have an idea of where it's going and how it ends, then it will be easier to say, well, this makes sense or this is confusing. And confusing without a reason, you know. But what I wanted to say was that, so now I am ready for an actual edited version, you know, with the changes in red or yellow or whatever they are, you know, I guess they change, but and I can take it at maycanyon1@yahoo.com,
Sure, that
not
sounds great.
at gmail.com.
I gotcha. I will be having the comment shared with my writing team, and I will have them kickstart on the developmental editing and moving forward with the draft. So as soon as the team gets the draft ready within the next 4 to 5 business days, I am going to share the same with you on your Yahoo email.
Yeah, Yahoo email, and then we're all set, and we can start again. Because it
Awesome.
was just my old computer from 20 years ago. It was overloaded and the processor was just not handling it.
Yep.
So,
But
shouldn't be a problem.
yep, and this is a good upgrade that you went forward with. So this is surely not going to give you any tough time, and you're going to enjoy the new update as well.
Well, I'm connected to the Geek Squad, so that's part of my confidence. But thank you for the tip. I looked for the icon before of brightness because I was used to it being down over there. I don't see it now, but I will call them and we'll figure it out.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
and there's
thank
one
you,
more
man.
thing as well. You're most welcome. You're most welcome. And also, you know what the best part is? You can Google up a few things as well. Like a lot of computers in terms of MacBook or Windows 11, they have some shortcut keys as well. So when you go on Google, you can also search like how to turn on the brightness and just enter your laptop model number. So it's going to give you the shortcut keys as well. That's really helpful.
Right. I remember I was going to a place that was fixing computers, right, fixing the software, you know, that kind of thing. And I was able to watch them. And it was the sort of difficult problem that I was having. It did exactly what you just said. He just described it on Google, and it went right there. And then he opened, you know, I mean, I was like, wait a minute, I'm paying big bucks. You just Google it.
You know,
educational, you know.
Absolutely. And you know, Google's the answer for a lot of things. That's really going to help you with a lot of shortcuts. And it's really good to learn a lot of things from that as well. That's really going to help you with all the
yes,
shortcuts.
It's
and
more
at any point you're
self-reliant.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And it was a pleasure speaking to you today, Brian. I am going to have a word with my editing team, and I'm going to share your feedback with them. And we're going to proceed ahead with the editing, and I'm going to be sharing the first draft with you within the next 4 to 5 business days. There can be a plus minus one business day, because once the team has done the editing, they send it over to the quality assurance team so that they can review it once, and then we share that with you. So within the next 4 to 5 business days,
I'm
going to be sharing that.
I'm trying to balance three things, your edits, my other editor's edits, and then
uh-huh.
I'm going over the stories, the other 6 stories, and
oh,
getting them ready.
That would be quite a busy routine for you as well, working on multiple
things. Well, that's it, every morning. All right, man, talk to you later.
All right, Brian, take care of yourself. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.